All right.
All right, welcome everyone to the Mexpat Stories. Rodrigo here one more time with fantastic people from Playa del Carmen, just trying to bring you the best of the best of the best so you can get all the information that is necessary. Today is Sunday, the 1st of March. It's almost the end of the year now because it's moving so fast. And I have a fantastic couple of personalities of Playa del Carmen. Today we're going to have a Paulina Galactica. That's how she calls herself. I love it. And we got John as well, which is her partner. And they're going to tell us the transition from their trip from Canada all the way to Playa del Carmen. We're going to talk about their businesses. So thank you so much, guys. Would you like to introduce yourselves?
Sure.
Go ahead. Absolutely. Okay, so I'm Paulina Galactica.
Why Galactica?
Because I was doing a lot of medicine work in Canada, and I received a lot of information from interdimensional beings. And so I realized that we all really come from the stars, and I wanted to honor that energy, and I changed my name to Paulina Galactica.
Wow, that's deeper than I actually thought why you were calling Galactica. That's interesting. John, tell us about yourself.
My name is John Scrate. I'm born in France. I have 10 years living in Mexico. I first came here with the university. I was making research about plants. And I came back, they offered me a job, and I stayed in Mexico about 10 years working on very different projects.
Interesting. Where in France?
North of France, border of Belgium, Lille.
Belgium? You're from Lille?
Yeah, exactly.
I'm gonna get married with a girl from Lille.
All right.
I skipped that marriage long time ago.
I guess it didn't happen.
I skipped marriage 3 times already.
Wow.
Yeah, hopefully the next one is gonna be the good one if it ever happens. Let's see what happens. Play is very interesting.
You pass the third time is the charm. Now you're going for the fourth one. Next level.
Next level. I'm in my 30s, almost in my 40s. So now I think my relationships are a little bit more serious than they were before, right? Now we're all in the business groups. So everybody's doing their own thing. So I think it's going to be easier to meet someone that is serious about what they're doing. But Play is changing.
Yeah.
So how do you guys met?
Ooh, you want to tell the story? You want me to tell it? Okay, I'll tell my version to the story.
Your version, because there's always two versions.
Yeah, there's always two versions, so I'm sure he's going to be different, but we're going to stick to mine. So he's a friend of a good friend of mine who I met in Toronto, actually, and she moved to Playa, and so her and I still stay in touch. And she put us in contact, and I teach yoga classes here in Playa, and so he wanted to come to one of my classes. Yoga classes, so I invited him in. He came to the class. I saw him entering the room. The room illuminated. I was like, "Oh my god, he's hot!" Then I was super professional, so I taught my class, and then we agreed to go on a smoothie after class. So we went for a smoothie that day. We got his car keys stolen because we decided that we wanted to go to the beach after the smoothie. So we wanted to just keep going and going with this energy that was feeling really good. So I had my bikini with me. He said, okay, let's do it. Let's go to the beach. Car keys got stolen that day. So we were like, what? And so it expanded into the whole day figuring out solving the problem or an issue to get the keys back.
Did you get the keys back?
No, I never got the key back. I didn't even have the key of my house. So I have like to go back to my house and then find somebody who can open the door of my house and then get the spirit chain, the spirit keys of my car, and go back for her.
Because
she was still there, like 4 hours after.
Okay, I'm curious. Were the keys stolen, or did you lose them?
No, they were stolen.
The key was in the bikini, rolled in the bikini, and
The clothing,
the towels,
in the beach. So we left us. We didn't have a lot, like our sandals or keys.
We just left it on the sand. Somebody went out from the mangrove and just grabbed it and went back to the mangrove. So you know, it's like a quick catch.
Oh, the mangrove people.
Yes, that's how it happened.
That is so sci-fi in Playa. people, if you ever come to like spaces where there are no hotels or anything on the beach, we have some mangrove areas. And it's true. There's people like crossing the mangrove, and they're just waiting for you to leave your stuff. So be careful.
Yeah.
It's not a super warning. You just have to be smart, not taking your keys or your phone or something if you want to be romantic on the beach.
Yeah, exactly.
Really less dangerous than crocodiles, anyways.
I agree with you.
It used to be crocodile there.
I agree with you. So okay, so that's how you guys met. And how long have you been in Playa?
I've been in Playa for about 2 years. I was first in Tulum for another like year and a bit. So in total, I've been in Mexico for like 3 years and a half.
Okay. And before that, you were?
Toronto.
In Toronto.
Canada.
So like that. So
for 12 base. Years, mm-hmm. I
okay.
was in Toronto.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
And you?
About 3 years in Playa. I used to live in Tulum before. I dive a lot in the cenotes. And yeah, I'm here between the ruta of the cenotes and all the other cenotes that are in Dos Ojos. So Playa make it easier because maybe 3 days at the week I was crossing Playa to go to Ruta de los Cenotes. And then I started living in Playa and I'm still working back in Tulum.
Yeah.
And yeah, that's how I stick to Playa. So in the beginning I was living in Playa and I was not knowing the downtown so much because I was going back to Tulum and using the place I know, and then I start to know Playa a little bit after.
So okay, that you actually are touching a really interesting subject. Why Playa and not Tulum for you?
Oh, what happened is Tulum is has actually less flats. So at some point I was looking for a place in Tulum, mm-hmm. and I got so many more offers in Playa that I end up checking them out, and I just say, well, in the end, it's even easier to move my stuff in Playa. I just got my stuff in Playa, whereas all the way there on the other side of the mall, so just take the car and drive back to Tulum or drive back. So I was not really part of the Playa community at the time. You just using the city as a sleeping city.
You were just using our Playa as a hotel.
Yes, exactly. That's how it happened in the beginning because I didn't know the downtown.
Yeah.
I didn't know the community, and when you dive, you work a lot. You work every day. So
yeah, that's true. We have one of the biggest diving communities in the world. It's incredible.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's incredible the amount of divers we have here.
Uh-huh, and so I got the chance to meet Playa bit by bit, and that's how I never really get tired of it because I could just go to one restaurant. And to me, the Fifth Avenue is still really new after 3 years. I really don't know. It's like basically it's the avenue I have crossed the less in 3 years living in Playa. It's where I usually would drop off people, and I usually don't cross there. So
yeah, no, it's still it is something that happens to a lot of the people working in the tourist industry. You don't get to see Playa.
Yes,
yeah.
Very interesting.
Exactly.
And now you're fully living here.
Oh yeah, now
full-time.
I'm super happy to live around the Fifth Avenue. I totally enjoy the
eating the regular tacos outside the Fifth Avenue, and
I really like to live around here because I can move around with the skateboard, for example.
It's super cool.
So it's really enjoyable in the community. It's not an aspect you can do everywhere in Mexico. So for example, something I enjoy a lot. I don't use the car. I can go everywhere with the skateboard in 5 minutes and we have a lot of place we enjoy around here. So it's really a nice place to live with all the advantages.
Can you hear people? As a French person, he's enjoying his life in Playa with a skateboard. We are still that place. You can keep coming here with your skateboard, your bicycle,
yeah.
or roller skates. It doesn't matter. I have a...
Exactly.
I live in a place, it's called Colonia Hollywood, where we are making this podcast right now. And I live among a lot of Argentinians. They're always with their skateboards, mm-hmm. and they have the longboards and the
exactly.
bicycles. And like, it's a very
yeah.
hippie community inside of a big city with the opportunities to
yeah.
keep doing what we need in when it comes to business.
Yeah.
So what's up? What about you? Where did you came to Playa?
Well, originally I came from Canada to Tulum because I wanted to teach yoga near the ocean, and that was like I finished my yoga teacher's training, and I was like, okay, Canada's too cold, like it's time to get into a warmer place. So first I arrived to Tulum, but then again, just finding a place to live was very difficult, and things were always kind of like. It was good for the first year, but there was the time where I was like, okay, I need to expand a little bit more, and I felt like I couldn't expand as much as I needed to in Tulum, so I moved to Playa, and yeah, same thing as John, like I found a place really fast, there were a lot of options, rents were more accessible, I could live near downtown, there were tons of places to go eat, there was the mall, which I like. Other
yeah.
times I would have to travel like to go to the mall, and like it's just right there, and so it just felt more comfortable and convenient and easy. It felt easy, and Tulum sometimes
and it's
felt
more
to
urbanized.
Me,
so.
Yeah,
oh, absolutely.
If you enjoy the urban lifestyle. Or
yeah, Tulum
Playa
felt
totally suit you.
Felt a little bit hard.
You know what? I mean, this is something that is happening, people. Tulum is more like an Instagram town that is beautiful. Don't get us wrong; it's beautiful. It's
yeah.
way too expensive. Yeah. Or what it should be.
If you're local in Tulum, there is only three or four places you can eat, so you eat everywhere the same places.
Yeah, because as a foreigner, you come, right? And you come with money from the outside.
Yeah.
And then you go like, oh, $10 for a piece of, like, a steak. Oh, absolutely, I will pay it. But once you're one year after, you're like, $10?
Yeah.
Are you crazy? And everything is super expensive in Tulum. Transportation. It's everything. It doesn't. They don't have a lot of services. The housing is way more expensive over there. And I'm not going to say anything wrong about Tulum per se, but I think it's overrated for people that wants to live there. Playa is more suitable for people that are digital nomads. Plus, it's 35 minutes from here.
Yeah, it's you can not just that
go.
Far.
No, you can go every single day.
Yeah.
I take people to bar hopping at night. Uh-huh.
Oh, I saw that.
I have a blast. We end up drinking at the cenote at night. I forgot the name of that bar. But we have a fantastic trip, people. So, Tulum Playa, it's always a discussion because everybody wants to be this goddess or this super conscious man just taking pictures half naked inside of the ocean or the cenotes. And then it's like, I'm paying 18,000 pesos of rent for one room. And it's like, come to Playa. You can get your own apartment for 18,000 pesos or even less.
Yeah, you can stay a month.
Yeah.
I'm paying around 14 where I'm living. I got the rooms, the bathroom. I live in a super central area, as you can see.
Yeah.
Very close to your house as well.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's a different dynamic. I would think that for the people that has no idea what Playa is, still it's a good option just to start. If you want to explore Cancun, if you want to explore Tulum and other areas, or am I mistaken?
No, you're absolutely right. It's a really, really great point to start. And it has everything. It's a small city that has everything.
Great. All right, so let's just jump into something that the real reason why I brought you here, which is business. Business. let me tell you, people, we met in October, if I'm correct.
Yeah.
At the, what Selena, summit was that?
It was the Digital Digital Nomads.
It was the Digital Nomad Stories.
Yeah.
We were, each one of us were making a presentation of our personal business story in Playa, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was great. I don't have any of the footage of that.
No, me neither. Yeah, that's a good point.
We should go that. Like, he came, he took all the material and left.
Left.
He never gave. I didn't even get a drink for free.
No, me neither.
I had to pay for my drink that night. And that night, we were talking individually about our businesses.
Yeah.
So, and this is the reason why you are here, because I kept that in my mind, and you recently posted in the Mexpat Club something about what you guys are doing right now. And I really want you guys to pay attention, because this is a very interesting new product they're managing. But I don't want to say product, because it's not really like a product. But it's more than a product, so it's all yours. Yes. Go for it.
Go ahead.
Yeah, okay. So this is something that happened really, not by coincidence, because I don't believe that coincidence exists, but it was almost a magical happening, I would call it. So I tried some herbs combination that John made, because I wanted to lose a little bit of weight and get more into fitness. I mean, I'm a yoga teacher, but I wanted to get more into cleansing my body and combining that with fitness. And it happened that he had a formula. And so I started taking the formula myself, and I was amazed. Like, I've never done really detox. I've never been into that. But drinking these plants made me feel really good, and I saw changes. And I was like, people need to know about this. Like, we are here to share the good things. And so I was like, okay, we need to share this with women, because every woman, it's beautiful, no doubt, inside out. But if they can enhance, and if they can empower themselves with plants and through community, I was like, this is it. Like, this is what I'm here for.
That was actually the right word to say, enhance. It's not trying to make you better just because. It's enhancing something you already have, right?
Yeah,
because by the way, people, you should see John. He's a really good-looking guy, like super fit. So now I understand you. Like, obviously, he light up your room, and now he has all these formulas. So he's an entrepreneur. He's a business person somehow. And now you have the possibility to offer this to a group of people that you're already managing, right?
Yeah.
So how fast do you dive into this?
Super fast. So 2 weeks that I started drinking this, I was, I mean, always in communication with plants since Canada, because I was doing a lot of plant medicine. So I would say that my channel is clean and clear. So you get messages like this, and then you know how to act. Like, I've learned how to act upon messages when they're received. So I was like, okay, this, like, I feel really strongly this needs to be shared. This will benefit a lot of women. So I started talking to him, obviously.
Like, yeah, how are we going to do it? I mean, it's just like we have to do a lot of formula, and we don't know how many person and how we will connect them together. Yeah. And yeah, talking about it, we realized really fast that all the meaning are disponible today. I mean, it seems like, how are you going to do it? But if you just think about it, there is internet, there is way to move your product. It's not a... you could find the plants. I was like, oh, you're not going to find all those plants, but... Yeah, we found them.
So this is very interesting, people. Can you tell us, because it's not, John is not a regular person that just found some plants in the market and was just starting mixing. So tell us why you're doing this and what's the background behind this.
I'm a doctor in pharmacology and biochemistry. And
that's a lot.
I used to work with medicinal plants all my life. Basically, when I was a student, I was sent all around the world to look for many different compounds in different plants, and especially plants that have never been used before. Now, knowing new plants, you always go back to mechanism of old plants that already exist, and you get to learn a lot more about the human physiology and as well as the plant. So I've kept studying the plant for a long time, and basically as a pharmacologist, as a pharmacognosist, it's called, your job is to separate the active compound of a plant and to see if they have any uses. So I've did my job for a couple of years, more than 10 years, and did those application, but it's not the same as using the plant. I mean, my main focus was more using the plant than separating compound. I wanted to teach the tradition that I have received, because when you learn about plants, you learn from people that really use the plants. They're not making chemistry out of them. And I have lacking of my life to be able to share the real knowledge of the people that really teach you about the plants. Those are people that are everywhere around, and most of the people that teach you about plants, they're quite old today, and I can really tell you their grandkids are not listening about plants. So all of this is getting really lost right now.
It's knowledge that is being lost generation after generation, because we're not really in contact with the natural aspects of our culture.
It is getting lost just as fast as native language, you would say. It's just the same. Like, people, they talk every time less, they know every time less those knowledge, and those knowledge, they were only transferred by voice. So I'm thankful that it was my job to pay attention, so I could realize that it has like a much higher potential than just doing an industry out of it. But
that's quite a talent and a skill to be able to do what you're doing right now.
Yeah.
I didn't realize this.
From scratch, because this is choosing the right plant and everything.
Because if you work with people in the forest for so long, first you're there forever, so you don't even know if you're going to get back. In the first place. For so many reasons. If you're from the city, you live in a city, so we all say that we like urban lifestyle, so you're in the middle of the forest, you don't know, come on, you have snakes, spiders, so basically...
You could be eaten by a wolf or something.
Perhaps not, but anything anything might harm you, and I get to learn from so many tradition, and I get to pay more and more attention. So at the time, I didn't realize it was a talent. It was it's a human thing. I mean, you're sharing knowledge, and to be able to understand those knowledge, you have to put aside a lot of yourself, especially if you're a scientist, because your mind is preformed to try to put things in cases. So,
do you know how to make beer?
Yes.
Like really good beer? Like supernatural organic beer? Yes. Maybe we should start another business right now.
Well, it's business, baby.
Sorry, just like I really like beer. I don't want to bring your business down. Well, that's actually fascinating. So now you know, he's not just coming out of nowhere to mix plants. He has a background studying all of this. And now he makes this offer to Paulina. Paulina starts just making some noise in these women groups with the yoga and the new healthy generations of Playa, which is growing incredibly fast. Sorry about that. That was my phone. It was growing super fast.
Super fast.
Well, I mean, in 1 year, we had no vegan restaurants, and the next year right. there were over four or five and options and people selling vegan food from their homes.
It's great.
And we have so many yoga teachers as well.
Yeah.
I met a couple like this week and before that another 10. But it's really good because you are like pushing a lot of this dynamic to be healthier and just make community, right? Because it's something we want, the community, which leads me to this part that
get healthier together.
So with this detox that you have, which we're gonna keep talking about, you have access to groups of women, which now you are trying to shape. What are you doing with this group of women?
Yeah, okay, well, I want to change the idea that detox has to be difficult. And also we are so individualized nowadays and really self-focused. And so I like to just bring women together and empower women together. And so shift the idea that there needs to be competition or that there needs to be that I'm better or that I look better or that none of that. So that we are actually with the same intention in a group, which is simply feeling good from the inside to the outside and cleansing our bodies. And cleansing our bodies also cleanses our minds. And so we are a more clear channel for creativity. So that means that from the inside, when you're a clearer channel, then you're able to do everything that you need to do in your life to perform better, to have more ideas, new ideas for businesses, to inspire enjoy others, to enjoy. You feel beautiful, so you go to the beach, you feel like amazing. So it's
share this with others.
Yeah, it's about sharing the good things with others, which is why originally I felt like really strongly like this needs to be out there and needs to be shared with women and women in Playa, whether they are from Mexico or from another country, like it really doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. You know, where we're holidaying in the city, a space. So might as well do it from a really awesome self-centered, you know, space where we are super healthy. Because, I mean, nothing else to me, I think it matters if we're not healthy. You know, you can have money, you can have jobs, you can have whatever you want. But if you don't have health, then where do we stand?
Absolutely. See, that's another thing that Playa is starting to show recently. Mm-hmm. We have a lot more groups of people trying to get into this healthy experiences and also the spiritual part, you know, it's growing a lot. I think some of these groups are misguided and they're more into we used to do drugs and parties and raves and now we want to find ourselves through many of these experiences, and they have been misled from the real point of finding yourself, do the right work, because it's not only how am I going to do the drugs and the ayahuasca and all that, just because of the experience. I haven't done it myself, and I've been involved with these many groups. And we had a podcast with Neil, which is the third episode, talking about this. And we mentioned at a certain point that there is this part of recreational natural enhancers for experiences like the ayahuasca. Uh-huh. And then there is people that is doing the real job, the real work every single day.
With
everything. And that's what I want to see more of Playa.
Yeah.
It's not only about, I'm going to just change into better shape because I want to look good.
Doing the job is also doing it together and growing as a group. So if you're not able to monitor that, then you don't know how good you can do as a group. So
absolutely.
The really vantage point here is like if you can do it as growing healthy as a group, as a small cell, and you integrate more people, then you have a good tracking of how healthy your community is really getting. Mm. In our case, we're doing it with yoga and because that's what we do. We do yoga, we eat vegan, so that's a way to connect.
Yes.
But it can always expand with the main idea is to be healthy.
No, it's super important right now to identify the people that is doing the real work as an everyday basis, as leaders, as shamans, if you want to call it, like it doesn't matter. And then we have to also identify that in here there's still a lot of people that know very little of every single subject and then trying to perform it for people
just
to
about
get focused.
Sharing and expanding consciousness, like the more we share and the more we can, people can appreciate what they receive and they can find what is more tuned for them and share that with others that they like it better, and we all expand to all grow together. The most important thing is knowing that we do it together, especially in a city where everybody has different jobs, so we don't always
community.
Work
community,
exactly.
Yeah.
We don't always work with people who has the same affinity. That's what I was getting at. So if we can grow as groups, then we can all enjoy more the city. We are more likely to appreciate
nature.
All the people around, nature, neighbor, everything, because we know people care.
Which I think people in Playa is actually really good at that.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't matter if you're in the same group, at a certain point you get to adapt to someone else because everybody's super social here.
Yeah.
You might not like the dynamics of the 24 hours of a person in one day, but you get to appreciate their energy for maybe helping you to create a business, or you get to listen and learn about their skills to maybe dive, or, you know, it's such a diverse society here in Playa.
It's a super fast growing city, so you would expect to be people be good at everything, and especially in a place like the Caribbean where it's not a hard place to live. So if it's a fast growing and people are good at everything, it's just matter to us what we're going to do with that.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
No, I like that part.
That's, I'll be happy to talk about this in 10 years. Let's say in 10 years we talk about this again and listen like what we did with that. Because
what were we thinking?
It's actually very interesting because we were actually in growing consciousness.
I think Playa is going to be a very conscious city once we all get to put our work
exactly
and reshape Playa, because Playa renews itself every 4 or 5 years through the generations and the new generations that are coming here.
Yeah.
And I've seen a fantastic movement. I think I mention this every single time, how incredible it is to see these people coming from all over the world with so many energy trying to create new things.
Yeah.
Their own businesses, their own brands, and I am fascinated. One of the things I want to ask you about was, Paulina, about your business. What was the name, Mermaid?
Mermaid Secrets.
Mermaid Secrets, okay, because one thing led to the other. So you started with Mermaid Secrets.
Yeah.
What is Mermaid Secrets?
Yeah, I've always been fascinated by the ocean. And I think that's one of the main reasons why a lot of people come here, is because we want to be close to the water, close to the elements, close to nature, but really
feeling nature, living nature.
What does that mean? And we don't really
connecting.
Know it. Exactly. We don't really know it until we get here. And so Mermaid Secrets for me represents that beauty of nature. And also there comes the mermaids, right? Like, it's a mythological figure of a female. It's normally depicted like really beautiful, and that she dives into the depths of the water. But she also can walk into the world. She can also be into two different worlds almost. And normally right now, I think that's what we have to do, a lot of women. It's like we have to do a lot of things. But most importantly is to connect into the magic. Connecting to the magic of the earth, and connecting to the magic of the plants, and connecting to the magic of the water, because we are water. And so I thought, well, this feels like, it felt to me like, well, this is like a secret, like nobody knows about it. You know, it's something that John created, I know about it, and it feels like it's just one of those beautiful like secrets from the earth that needed to be shared. So that inspired me to create the brand of Mermaid Secrets. And I also felt like it would be really good for women to feel like, oh, like connected back into that magic, you know, of the ocean and the water and being able to dive deep. But in this case, we're diving deep into ourselves.
Ourselves, yes. We're organizing them from inside.
I really like that. So you were sharing on the Mexpats club.
Yeah.
One image of part of this detox business. How what's going to happen? What you're going to do with this? Where do you see this product moving forward? What's going to happen?
Yeah, I see this product moving. Well, first of all, creating women. So that is something that we are doing together, so that women don't feel alone in a path of getting healthier. You know, it's not something that you do on your own. Just go drink it at home. Thank you for buying. Ciao, ciao. I don't really care what happens to you. It's like, no, it's not like that.
So you're creating the fun of a circle of women that get to support each other in the process of enhancing, as you mentioned before, enhancing themselves. Because it's not about being better.
It's
majority of people
is yourself.
It's being about yourself, but enhancing the good aspects of yourself, right?
Exactly.
Okay,
exactly.
So you're creating this foundation where people can feel comfortable, safe, be supported on the process, and then you have the product.
And their body can grow healthy from inside.
Very, very smart of you.
Yeah, and actually also it's for like sharing, because just like I have that to share, I'm pretty sure that a lot of women have a lot of really good things to share. Like women are so, in our from our ancient times, we're also connected to the magic, to nature, to crystals, to putting intentions into water and drinking it, and all of those like really amazing things that I feel like all women have to share. So if we have a space where we can share all of that, yeah, we can help each other to grow. And that opens also to women from all over the world. So our product right now, it's in Mexico, but definitely I see the product being international. He's from France. I have a Canadian citizenship. So we have the opportunity to bring this to Europe and Canada. So that's something really good.
That's very interesting. So these groups that are you involved with right now, where do you meet? How do you meet? In case that someone gets to be curious about you and they get to contact you, just tell them, how do you get to move this? What's going on with that?
Well, mostly the women, there were women that I already knew. So obviously I was like, okay, where are my girls? Where are my girls? And I started messaging them, but I'm also teaching yoga at Playa Yoga Tribe. So there is also women that come in, which I connected to a few, and I share about this in my classes. I share about it on my Facebook page, Mermaid Beauty Secrets on Facebook, and I share it on Instagram as well, Mermaid Beauty Secrets on Instagram. So I'm sharing every single day something that inspires me, that can inspire women as well. So they can connect through social media, they can connect through my yoga classes, or they can connect through me if they already know me. They're like, oh wow, I know Paulina Galactica, I didn't know she was already doing this. Like, wow, that's amazing. So they can message me as well in WhatsApp. So I think the channel is really open right now for women to just say, hey, I want to do this.
Where do you see yourself, John? Would you like to do a 3-ton group
actually,
of men?
Yeah,
I think it would be great.
There is a lot of men asking for.
Yeah, there is.
I am one of them.
Yeah, there is.
And I long ago I met Tim Wheatley. He's also from Canada, and he was like a guru guide, very well spoken about energy and spirituality, and he was talking about making a group in Playa and how many men actually needed this, because there's a lot of men that haven't been able to find the support that women are receiving right now.
Totally.
Which is not a competition, obviously. Yeah. I want to say that. It's not because, oh, women have their groups, I want to... Literally, you have motivated me, all the women that are in these groups, to try to have that circle of good men to protect, to project ideas, to help grow the groups, right?
Totally.
What's really interesting to do is we say women first, so first.
That's how it goes. Ladies first.
Let me tell you something that I believe. And I actually, a girl told me that she didn't want to date me because of this belief specifically. And I told her that a lot of the responsibility in the world as relate on women, like, oh, you did this, you did that, now we're going to copy. But I get to see it like, women have shaped the world in so many different ways because it's, and I'm not going to say it's responsibility of the world, that I'm going to the energetic part of the aspect of the couple. Women have been able to shape men
absolutely
in so many different ways by accepting the offer of whatever a man has to offer, right? So if I'm just a reggaeton guy and I'm coming with my cap and my chains and I talk to you in a shitty way and you still go like, yeah, well, I mean, you have that style that I kind of like because of your look like reggaeton, I will never know how to treat you better. Maybe I have really bad manners. I'm not going to say the reggaeton people are bad people. I'm just saying it's just an example. Maybe I'm just like it's just how you get to make the offer as a man and how a woman gets to open that, right?
Totally.
And once a woman gets to be in these groups and nourish themselves and accept more love and be more like selective, men also get to be more selective on how they get to make that offer. And they're like, okay, they're growing. These women are very interesting. Right. I want to have access to that group of women that are just like the ultimate female version of what I ever dreamed of. And now I want to start.
That's super sweet.
This is what happened to me. I was just this party boy in Playa. I had a reputation, people. but I've been here for 16 years, so I'm allowed to change. And then I met my ex, Andrea, and she was a sound healer, and she was actually the one that told me, like, hey, this is not the way to, I know what you want to say, but this is not the way to do it. And right. one thing led to the other. I started reading more. She shared a lot of information with me. Yeah. That's how I started my meditation, going to yoga. I'm not doing it anymore as I used to, but every now and then.
Yeah.
And then now I get to see the I get access not only to the partnership part of with a woman,
mm-hmm.
but I have a lot of friends.
Yeah.
And I'm capable to talk to them in a level where I feel like very comfortable and open. And I think what you're doing right now creates an impact in many women that will create impact in a lot of
yes.
men.
Absolutely.
So we can find each other as men, because we are lost as well sometimes into the business
right.
aspects and all that, but we lose the part of that spirituality.
Right.
So this is very important. What you're doing right now will definitely resonate in a group of men.
Yeah.
And if you have the time to do it, I will be more than happy to join.
I'll be happy
yeah.
to do it.
But yeah, it's a personal opinion, a personal belief. It has to be only my reality, no one else's. But this
of
is
course.
What I've noticed here. I think that women have a big, big impact on men that actually want to have an intention
yeah.
to grow in Playa. And it's right.
Yeah.
This is the moment to make it happen.
Absolutely.
You know?
Actually, when we were creating the project, we called it Make It Happen. So it's
really
yeah, yeah we gotta make it happen, because he was like, okay, this is, we felt the same
yeah,
thing, like this is
the
moment to
like
make
I was
it
saying,
happen
like all the meaning was already there, like the internet is there, the plant was there even before us, so
yeah,
just exercise, everything is already
it's
there
available.
So we just had to go make it
make
happen,
like
make
you
it
just
happen
have, you just have to make
all
it
you
happen
have
like
to is make it happen, but it's creating consciousness, it has this ripple effect
yeah.
If you create consciousness, it grows.
Yeah.
Okay, so what would you tell, because we're almost done today, what would you tell to those, because we have three important groups in Playa del Carmen with the new generations of the digital nomads. One of them are the conscious travelers,
uh-huh.
Such as yourselves.
Yeah.
Then we have the digital nomads that are very involved with their personal jobs, working remotely, just like you did before
yeah.
as well.
Yeah.
And then we have the expat community, right? So what would you tell to the people in these three categories that are about to come,
mm-hmm.
about Playa that resonates the most with you personally, individually, what would you tell people? Why to come, why to stay, why to try?
Well, just what we said before, you just if you feel like doing it, you just make it happen. So you
just go for it.
Yeah, just, I mean, you just
make it happen.
You just come here and you see if you like it, and
yeah.
I mean, it would probably depend on your expense, no? So
yeah.
I mean, people have to be able to come here. Well, if you're from Europe, with the same budget you have in Europe, you could live here. You would not have to be worried about living here. So if you can save, I don't know, about three months, you can come here for about 3 months.
Yeah.
And you'll have a pretty good idea than if you want to live in Playa. It's much better than if you come on vacation. If you come on vacation, you'll probably be under the influence of the vacation. So
yeah.
you are in a aseptic mm-hmm. idea of Playa. You go to places that we show you for tourism purpose. So you won't ever get to know it. And if you find yourself living here, then you will discover no other side of it. So if you really want to live here, you just come here and see if it's for you. If it's
yeah.
not for you, well, I hope you know it in 3 months, otherwise you're already losing a lot of time making changes in your life.
No, but that's
so
not true. Like, if once you're a local, you get to see everything, right? Like,
yeah.
there's a lot of people that recently saw the vegan
sure.
tacos. Have you tried them?
No, but I've been told about them.
They're delicious.
Yeah.
I'm not vegan
yeah.
still. I'm going through transition of different things.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if I will be capable to do it, because I'm 100% Mexican and so hard for people
yeah.
like me. But I'm in the transition of trying different things, and those tacos are fantastic.
Mm,
and they're not
try.
That expensive.
Mm-hmm.
But only you can see these places, even only if you're a foodie, a traveler,
yeah.
that
yeah.
is a foodie, or you're a local, right, into this.
Mm-hmm.
Because otherwise you will be dragged to the Pita Date.
Yeah.
Which is the most famous, almost Fifth Avenue restaurant for vegans.
Totally.
Right?
Totally.
So it's a good experience. What about you? What would you say to these people that is about to come? Why they have to make the exercise to come to Playa?
I would say to them that basically if it resonating in your being, if it's calling you for a reason, or if it's calling you even to Tulum or Cancun or anywhere near by, to come and visit and to explore. So to really open your heart to allow the people to interact, to lose the fear that, oh, it's not a safe place. You need to be careful. Don't talk to strangers. Like, I think we all have like a pretty good intuition that is very natural to us.
That's the most important
thing. It's the most important thing. And you feel, like you will feel, who can you talk to and who not. And allow yourself to explore places that are beyond like tourism.
You really have to come to the conclusion that you're not going to solve this by logic, by thinking, okay, what
is
it? It just doesn't make sense. It's not something you can rationalize. Like, how would it be living in Playa from where you are living now? It's everything you would expect and everything you would not expect as well. So you just much easier experience it yourself.
And go to conscious events. Like, there is a lot of like really awesome conscious
get
events.
Get to know the community.
And those groups, like those groups that you mentioned, they have usually a Facebook platform where conscious events are posted. Sometimes it's just about getting together, going, hanging out, and just go. Like, just get out there. Like, put yourself out there with groups that you feel, okay, if you're not too comfortable in doing it on your own, then find the groups, the platforms, and then go in groups, which is also pretty safe. And it's a pretty safe way to explore bars or to explore classes or to do conscious events or whatever.
Yeah, the community is very informative lately.
Mm-hmm. It is.
Yeah,
it
I really
is.
Like
so,
that.
So I think that's really great. We're doing a really great job at using the platforms, the media platforms, to bring people together. So use them. They're there.
And as a human, you need to be able to filtrate the information you receive. You say, okay, this is valuable for me, this is not. And that's how you grow. Consciousness
I totally agree with you guys.
Go for the information. It's not like they're not gonna hide something. I mean, and if you fall into what it's hiding, then you have an other set of problems that you deal with every day. So better you solve that. But otherwise, you just resonate with what you feel with, and it bring you more people that feel like you. And because it's a growing city, well, actually, if you're outside of Playa right now, I would tell you, but then you can create that community. That's something you can.
This
think
is something
about.
Very
something
important. You don't, sorry about that, people. But that is so important. If you don't find it in Playa, this place allows you to create it.
Sure.
Yeah.
This is incredible.
It is.
If you do not find it in Playa and you still need it, there is someone out there thinking exactly the same thing as you, but probably doesn't have the time or the intention to make it happen.
Exactly.
But if you want, it's like this is
and
how we all started.
Otherwise, it's just gonna grow without it. So if you're now doing it, it'll just grow with it.
Yeah, it is us who's going to shape Playa in the end.
Exactly.
And I say us because we're the new generations of, I've been here forever, but the Mexpats Club, and obviously we have all the co-working spaces, your group of women. We got Femme Factor as well, which is also a super strong group of women. I think we have a lot of opportunities. Just to finish, where can they find your product? Where can they see it? I'm going to still post a link on the comments anyways. But where can we find it and what's the name of it right now?
Yeah, so the brand is Mermaid Secrets and the product is called Green Fitness. And they can find it on Facebook or on Instagram on Mermaid Beauty Secrets. Or they can find it on the Shopify page.
Oh, great.
So there is it's accessible to buy. It can be shipped anywhere in Mexico. If they live in Playa, obviously, we save the shipping. I'll just meet with them. I love to meet the women face by face anyway if I don't know them.
She'll go on her longboard.
Yeah, exactly. On my scooter. Or
bicycle. Roller skating.
Yeah, I'll move around and just deliver the product if they're in Playa del Carmen. Actually, I have a woman that comes from Tulum on Monday just to get the product. So that's that's really cool. Like it's very accessible that way. Media platforms. Or through the website or through WhatsApp.
Very good.
A little bit on how it works. Basically, on the cellular level, you isolate the cell from stress. So if you have stress around, your body is stressed. Your body biologically always receiving signal of stress. Yeah. So you're transmitting those signals to your cells, and your cells are making proteins all day, right? So when you receive stress, you're making stress protein, or they don't form well, or you make a bunch of protein that they are relevant to stress. In this case, cortisol, which is a hormone, but it's a protein as well. And what we do, the first thing the formula does is like you isolate the cell from the stress. So it would be the equivalent of a sleep with a good night rest, right? Like if you have a lot of noise at night and you can't sleep, well, you're not getting a good night's sleep. And then when you go back, you wake up the next day, then you're not really efficient. So the first thing the formula does is like you isolate the stress, the cell from the stress with a polysaccharide compound, then we'll get off in this in other term, but It's the first thing you do. And when you do this, the cell don't react to stress, send a whole bunch of good hormones and good proteins to other cells, then interpret those signals as well as a healthy body. And if you do this organ with organs, because cell organs are made out of cells, then the organs are start working all better one with another because they receive the same signal from the organs, from the other organs. So they all balance themselves with the right amount of all the hormone and enzyme they produce to digest properly and make all the food. And the glands, they do the same as well. So all your neurotransmitter, all the endocrine system, all of that is balanced by the first simple single effect of isolating the cell from stress. Because at the beginning, what we studied was the entropy from the enthalpy. So what we measure, it was the amount of disorder outside of the cell in relation to the amount of order inside of the cell. And we find that if there is a lot of disorder outside of a cell with the receptor of the protein, then it's not organized as well in the cell. And then they don't transcribe well what they do, and they make a mess with all the rest. So that's how it works.
You've been making a lot of research on this.
I've been doing it all my life. I mean,
there you go. See, he's been doing all his life and he looks super healthy. They both look really healthy, by the way.
Thank you.
So guys, that's a very interesting product. Obviously, I am very much into groups and community, so I will applaud that as well. Like, literally, we need this. We need these groups growing in healthier consciousness, spiritual consciousness, but also in social consciousness, which I'm very, very, very proud of Playa and both of you as well for being part of this amazing city.
Thank you so much,
because it's people like you that makes changes happen faster. Right.
Totally.
So thank you so much, Paulina, John. You guys are fantastic. I'm definitely gonna try it. I will let you guys know about this product once I get to try it. In the meantime, thank you so much for your time. And
thanks.
As always, it's a pleasure to see you. All right.
Awesome.
Okay, Mexpat Stories people, thank you so much. This is the first time we actually crossed the 30 minutes, which I'm really happy. There's a lot to share in Playa del Carmen. If you have any idea of any friends that you would like to introduce us so we can have this podcast, if you want to talk about specific subjects about Playa or you have questions, let us know. My name is Rodrigo, founder of the Mexpat Club. You can find us on Facebook if you're about to come to Playa to live or you have any questions. I also have the Digital Nomad Tribe on Facebook, and we are now in Mérida, opening Cancun, and probably we're going to be able to expand now to Los Cabos, which is great. So let us know what's going on with you guys. Have a wonderful time. Thank you so much for your time. We really appreciate it. And hasta la vista, baby.